thank you so much for tuning in to the Stuart Guide broadcast with your host, Dr. Charles Burton Jr. I give God glory again and allow us again to be here by way of airways and to you and your family. Let's pray God's blessing for your life and for your family's future. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace. We thank you for this time, this opportunity that you've allowed us, oh God, to be able to come and share with the people out of the Word of God and begin being a good steward. I pray now, God, that something in this broadcast will be said that will be uplifting, that it will be stirring to the heart, the soul, and renewing and transforming of the mind right now for all those that may be sick in their body and those that have eyes full of tears. I speak thine peace and thine deliverance right now, God. God, we'll be so careful always to give your name praise, the glory, and all the honor belongs to you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen. Today, in dealing with today's topic of the day that affects so many of our lives, we're going to be dealing with the area of being separated. But not just separated any old kind of way, but mostly being separated from Almighty God and how it affects your life. So we pray that you will be attentive to listen, to hear, and come on to our chat line and talk to us or call in with your opinions. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Stuart Guide broadcast today. You can call into our phone line with your questions at 347-324-5263. Again, that number is area code 347-324-5263. But we are also grateful to have with us the co-host of the Stuart Guide broadcast, none other than my wife and First Lady, Sister Carol Burton.
Absolutely. We give God always glory that allows us again to be here to share with you here this morning. We want to definitely talk about this subject matter this morning because there's so many of us who feel and understand that God does not make a way of escape, and we're grateful to God that God has allowed us to be here to share this morning. And when I talk about separation, there are several kinds of separations. The first separation that we have is separations from the home, separation from God, and separation from the relationship. But we're talking about separation from the home structure. And what happened is this morning that we're going to definitely deal with separation from God, because there's so many of us that are out there who have been perplexed in our minds and in our hearts and our souls, and we get ourselves in a precarious situation because we get connected with the wrong type of individuals in our life. And let me just be very, very clear about what I'm saying. I'm not talking about just women only or men. Some women choose the wrong men and some men choose the wrong women. And as a result of that, it brings about a separation. And depends on how long that you are in that relationship and in that scenario, then it determines what is going to be the offspring for that separation. And that separation causes you a lot of harm, a lot of emotional, a lot of distress, because it is not geared on keeping you together. That separation causes you to emotionally be uplifted on your heart and soul and mind, and we just want to let you know that God himself cares about you. So now here it is, when a separation happens, that is because that there is some sort of turmoil, thing going on where the fact that both parties do not agree for whatever reason that caused them to come in non-agreement. And as a result, a choice is made by either one party or both parties to go their separate ways. Even in business, there can be a separation, and partners have fallouts because they do not agree on the views and issues concerning how the business should be run or how the money should be delegated or how many employees that they should be doing or what type of services or products that they should be providing for the consumer. And as a result of that, that separation comes. So now here, and looking at the area of separation, that separation causes you to be put in a scenario where that you're all alone. As a result of that separation, depending on how long that individual, that union has been together, is how much financial woes is going to come out from that separation. So I want you to know that God cares about you, and I'm grateful to God that God has made a way of escape into our life, and God opens up doors that there's no other doors that have been set up, and we are just so grateful to God to be in this land of the living, the land of the free, and we are going to toil and deal with that area, and that area is called separation. We call separation, we call it divorce, we have it calling parting ways, and all of these things are a result of the decision that is made in our life. So this morning in our dialogue, we want to say to you that if you are at that breaking point, we want to explore all the different facets that come into the home and what tends to be the mindset of a person considering going through a separation. And this morning we're blessed to have on the line with us, calling us from Fayetteville, North Carolina, none other than Dr. Jay Jordan. Good morning, Dr. Jordan.
Good morning, Dr. Burton, and how are you today?
I'm just blessed to be here. I'm grateful to God that you came on this morning. We are just so illuminated to hear your voice, and we trust that all is well with this broadcast. We really have a very, very hot discussion in talking about separation, divorce, and so forth, because people only look at one aspect, that the relationship is over, but they don't look at the aspect of understanding the financial woes that will come in to the choice of you going through a separation. So I want to take a few moments now to yield the floor to you to give a few views of an insight from your perspective concerning the area of separation and divorce.
Well, Dr. Burton, and to the radio listeners this morning, we do understand that all of us are at a point where we make choices in life, and some choices are very critical. And concerning separation as related to marriage, then we have to be mindful of what the scriptures say, but we also have to be mindful of the stress that is going on in that person's life. And I tell you what, I would love to hear from someone out there right now that's going through or contemplating a separation so that we can talk directly to you about that situation in your life. It can be very controversial. We have traditional religious folks believe that until the person die, that is the only time that they should be separated and or divorced. So, Dr. Burton, what's your view on that part?
Well, I'll tell you this. The emotional part of going through any form of separation is getting to the core. There is some sort of disagreement concerning that, and it is just sad that so many individuals contemplate. Most times there are two major areas that I think is the major concern of going through a divorce. Most times it's financial. It can be psychological and physical, because we all act like sometimes we get into the church and that issues don't happen for Christian people or people who love God truly. So therefore, as a result of that, people make unwise choices. And sometimes the counsel that they're in because of the separation, it is far better to separate from that person than remaining in that situation where you're being abused and you're being taken advantage of and took it for granted and being felt to feel that you are insignificant. So it is very, very incumbent upon us to give both sides of the view. And my point is that I just don't feel that it's right for us to say stay in a marriage where that you're being abused.
Well, Dr. Burton, you agree that if a person is in a marriage and or a relationship where they're physically being abused, or if there's infidelity and that person is stepping outside of the marriage for sexual pleasures or whatever, then the Bible gives the grounds for separation and gives a period of time for reconciliation in that particular aspect. Am I right, sir?
Absolutely. And that's the point. A lot of times when the church look at the Christendom, looks at the area of that, they only look at the area of stating, well, I'm just getting divorced because it's infidelity, and they make a big scene about the infidelity, which is fine. But if somebody beating you upside your head and treating you unfairly, unreasonably, you don't have a marriage. You don't have a union. And they say, well, okay, well, what should I do? Sometimes it is advised, well, just work it out. It'll get better and better by and by. But sometimes you have people, because of their mindset and that engrafted anger, that built-up anger of that hurt or whatever is going on with their life, they launch on to their loved ones. And it affects the whole family structure. And as a result of that, that is what keeps people in the same stuck position. And that is why we don't advocate that you should always I'm not advocating that you should always get out of your relationship, but you need, if you're being abused in your relationship and you don't have a home structure, then you need to consider and trust God to put you on a place that you might want to get away from that person for a while so they can get themselves together. Don't stay there and let that man or that woman beat you upside your head and step on your emotion and take your voice and your identity away from you. And most times people will stay in a relationship because of the fact that they say, the words say that marriage is honorable, the bed and the file. Yes, that's true when the fact that love is being exemplified by both partners. But there come a time that when that partner is not operating from the same playing field, then you don't have a relationship. You don't have love and you don't have marriage.
Well, Dr. Burton, you are speaking to the hearts of many out there. And right now we want the listeners to give a call in, and there's someone right now that you're speaking directly to their heart. And they've been trapped inside of an abusive situation, and they've been trapped going through some emotional distress as a result of being physically abused and or verbally abused, and they've been going through this for a long time. And I really need to hear from them this morning. We want to deal with real people with real-life issues and real-life situations. Dr. Burton, I am in agreement totally with you that no one deserves to have their identity taken, to be emotionally traumatized and or in distress as a relationship that is not good, that's not going anywhere, and it's one-sided. So I really want our listeners this morning to give us a call, and let's talk about it.
And absolutely. If you want to do that or chat with us, if you want to call, you can give us a call at area code 347-324-5263. Come on, again, that number is 347-324-5263. You can have a comment or concern concerning our subject matter this morning. We are just so grateful to God to have all the faithful listeners to tune in to our broadcast, and we're blessed to have Dr. J. Jordan with us here to share with us this morning. So we want you to know that we're concerned about you. Now, let's talk about the mental part of a separation, because people don't believe that you go through a state of depression when you're going through a separation. So I want you, on your viewpoint, to talk specifically about a separation, the mental aspects of that separation.
Yes, sir. Number one, we need to be very concerned about what it does to the children. A lot of people are going through a lot of abuse and verbal abuse, and they do not realize the impact that this have on their children. The other thing, it is better to be separate in separate houses than to have the children to be raised in a dysfunctional family where they're seeing their mother being abused verbally or physically, and yes, it will follow that child throughout their young adulthood and into their relationship. And I know for a fact that if you are in an abusive situation right now and your children are watching you being abused, then they're more likely to come up being abusive also. And either that son will be abusive to his wife or his girlfriend, or that daughter abusive to her husband or the person that she's with. So we have emotional and mental trauma as a result of being in a bad situation and staying in it too long. I would say to anyone this morning, get yourself free and get healed and pray to God and see if that's where he would have you to be. But sometimes you can't see very clearly when everything is clouded and you're right in the midst of it. Take some time out and see if this is where God would have you to be, because your mindset can actually change when you're in the midst of it to a point where you will learn to accept the abuse. And that is a mental condition of a lot of people who are in an abusive relationship.
Absolutely, and that is the point that we're saying, because a lot of people feel and say that, I mean, we know that that once you get married, that the two become one flesh. And that's the covenant that they make to each other and they make to God. But the problem becomes this, is that what individuals don't understand, when that covenant is destroyed and broken down, you no longer have oneness. You may have made a vow, you may have made an oath, but you don't have that covenant, because that covenant is based upon conditions and foundations that's based upon the same playing field. And when you, any one of the parties go out from that covenant, then you don't have that anymore. And that's sad that we would want to push and say, well, you can stay in there, pray, and all that type of stuff. But a lot of times what people don't understand is the emotional and mental pain that these people, when they're being abused in a relationship that is not healthy for them, that they, like you first stated, they can't see and understand that they're being abused. They think that it's a normal behavior. And that's not normal when you're being abused and you're in a covenant with someone else. And like you said, we have to sometimes step away from it. If you get away from that person, then God can deal with you. You don't have now the same mental state. You'll be able to clear and clearly see what's going on in your life. But you can't do that if you're just sitting back saying it's going to get better and better by and by. It's never going to get better by and by until you take the positive step to protect yourself. God said he would not have you ignorant concerning these things. And if you know that this person is a sitting time bomb and you're going to sit there in that scenario and allow them to vent that anger on you, then you are not being wise as a child of God. So that's where I'm saying that I've seen it on both sides of the coin. And then here it is. A lot of people, and dealing with the full aspect, which we are elaborating on this morning, a lot of times people know that they shouldn't be in there. Even God has put in their heart that this person is abusing them, or they're not treating them right, and they're doing things, and like you first stated, having extramarital affairs, whatever the case may be, and you don't need to be in that relationship with that person. And they feel that they have to stay there because the finances that's necessary for them to get out of that relationship, they just do not have. And they stay there and take it because they said, I can't make it by myself. Oh, he loves me or she loves me. That's not love. That's not God's kind of love. When a person is treating you immanly, you don't really have a relationship and a marriage. And that's where we're communicating it from. Is that right, Dr. Jordan?
Carlos, we need to hear from you this morning. And I tell you what, Dr. Burton is right on top of it. Because any time that you have a physically abusive situation, verbally abusive, sexually abusive situation, that is designed to keep you apart. And you're no longer one. You are divided. There is a barrier there. There's a mental block there. And even when you're together, you're not really together. There is two separate lives being lived in one house under one roof. And we're going in public sometime pretending that all is well, and we're public success and private failures. And you're living a lie, And so to live a lie is, just getting by, and you're not happy, and you're not having your best life yet. You're not having a life of abundance that God intended for you to have. And if you're out there today and you're living in such a relationship, we're inviting you to get on this call, to make that phone call. And, Dr. Burton, that number again is?
347-324-5263. Again, that number is 347-324-5263. You have comments and people are talking about various things. And a comment was made that I want to bring to the floor, Dr. Jordan, about being unequally yoked and being yoked together. Now, when you deal about yokes, for you to be equally yoked means you have the same characteristic, the same temperament, the same ideas of what marriage is supposed to be, the same kind of goals and aspirations that is enhancing and nurturing and cultivating to that relationship. But when you're dealing with individuals who are not playing from the same playing field, you have all kind of problems. And sometimes we, because of our flesh and our emotion, we attract the wrong type of people to be attached to our lives.
And also, Dr. Jordan, I just want to elaborate. We tend to, you know, we're really talking about the topic separation. What will make us separate from what we do have? Yes, we can look at infidelity, and you can go to your higher priest and, you know, your pastor, and you can try to work this out. And if both of you agree to stay within the marriage, then that's a different scenario. But we're talking about you came into a relationship, because all scenarios are different. You came into a relationship, maybe you came into the relationship that you two were not saved. And then as you're going along in a relationship, one decided to get saved, but the other one chose to stay out in the world. So that's where the unequal yoke comes in place, where you're not equally yoked, because his or her admiration are two different factors. They're not looking at it as a union. Yes, the marriage is a union, but while they're in the marriage, they're living two separate lives. So we're not here to advocate.
We always in the party want you to always remember our favorite sayings. We want you always to tell a family member or a friend that Dr. Charles Burton
and Sister Burton
is on the air. Always be a blessing to yourself and your family. God bless you until our next breath.
She is just the apple of my life, and, you know, you're looking at one aspect of it, basically, because the way how he's holding you or she's holding you and you're talking to each other, communicate with each other, but not looking at once you get into that relationship, what actually take place. Is he or she absolutely fulfilling the obligation of a union? That's what we're looking at. That's why the topic of separation came in place, not because we're saying that you can get into a marriage and if you choose that you don't like the color of his hair or he or she is trying to dominate you, then automatically you're going to run and you're going to run from him and separate. No, we're talking about people who are in a union, and we're looking at marriage because in the Bible, we're looking at it on a biblical aspect, because people get married, they're going to the council, they're going to the hierarchy to be in union with one another, and that marriage is a biblical thing. So we have to approach it based on that aspect of it, but to separate, you must have a legit reason to separate from this individual. So that's what we're trying to advocate this morning, the reason why you will separate from your spouse. What is he or she doing to really to have you to separate? So, yes, you know that both of you are not equally yoked. Your concept, your views, your ideas are completely different from one another. And what should you do in a situation like that?
Okay, Sister Burton, we are here with you, and again, coming from Fayetteville, North Carolina, we believe that the Word of God gives a couple reasons that a person should separate. But as Dr. Burton has indicated, when two people have met, and maybe they were not Christians when they met, and maybe one person got saved, and now they're not walking, they're no longer walking in agreement. The Bible says, how shall two walk together, but they walk in agreement? And when there is no agreement, agreement comes in the spirit. Of course, it comes in communication, and it comes in everyone in that relationship pulling their load or doing their part. And it takes everyone. We're not in a relationship to be completed or to compete. We're in a relationship to enhance. And sometimes we find ourselves in relationships where the person is not pulling their load. I think as Dr. Burton was speaking earlier concerning being equally yoked, if you got two ox and this one, only one is pulling, then we're going to have major problems, because after a while, all of the burden of bearing the load falls on one person. And I think that puts a strain on a relationship also, in as well as one person being the only person with finances or being the financial provider. That puts a burden on the relationship. So there are many aspects that people are dealing with, and what I would like to, I would like for people to call in to the station this morning and give us their viewpoint. Dr. Bird.
347-324-5263 this morning. Again, that number is 347-324-5263. You know, if there's something that I want to say then, because nobody will ever be perceived as being ignorant or stupid. Ignorance is a lack of knowledge, and it's not a negative thing, but stupidity is a horse of a different color. And it is not wise, it's not godly for you to be in a relationship with a person that is not giving you the things that you need in that relationship. And many times, because of our flesh, because there's an attraction, she looks a certain way. Her anatomy looks a certain way. When she woos, she do this. The way she talks, whatever she smells. And a lot of times in regard to that, that is what entices us, the flesh. But we don't look or take the time to understand the heart of the person. Is this person going to love me when I don't have that six-pack body anymore? Are they going to love me and treat me good where I'm broke? If I lost my job, are they going to love me and take care of me when I'm sick? And a lot of times, they really don't look at that because they think that they're going to live forever, and the person that they're looking at across from there is going to look the exact same way. And it's sad that they think that way, but a lot of people think that way. In the household of faith, as well as outside of the household of faith. And we need to clearly understand that you don't need to get stuck in that scenario. You can get help. Don't sit back and say it's going to get better and you don't do what is necessary to get the necessary help. We don't know everything, but guess what? Collectively, we are a body, and we can all learn from each other's mistakes, our failures, our victories, and that's how you learn. But you can never learn or be mentored or have someone with true conviction in your life that's going to make a difference to help you if they haven't been through anything. It's like a person trying to give you insight and counsel about marriage, and they've never been married. And that's what happens. They take ideas from Hollywood and, you know, all kind of TV show, oh, look, he made me feel this way, she looks that way. But when they get into the real issues of life, then they can't deal with it. So I want you this morning to hear your view of opinion. What is separation to you? What would cause you to want to separate from your spouse? Because there's a lot of times it is far better to separate from that person than remaining with them. Because when you lose, and I'll reiterate, when you lose your identity, when you lose who God created you to do, when you lose your joy, when you lose your value system, when you lose your self-esteem, then you need to truly look inside yourself and say, can I really deal with this for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. That's a consideration that you have to take. We definitely want to hear your views on it. Please call in. That number that you can call in is 347-324-5263. Again, that number is 347-324-5263. We want to hear what will make a person go to that point of separation. Yes, we know that we are whole, we are one, we're supposed to be equally yoked and, you know, leave your parents and cling to your soulmate. But what will make you really want to separate from that person? Please call in. Dr. Jordan, I just wanted to elaborate. You said something earlier, different stages of a person being separated. Could you just elaborate more on that?
Well, there are people, and one of the things I found as a pastor in the years that I pastored, that oftentimes there are people who are still maintaining. They are still in the household. They look the part in public, in church, but in the home they're living separate. They're in their neutral corners. They have their separate beds and separate bedrooms, and they are really living a miserable life, and they're not communicating properly. And sometimes our ancestors and people of the past have actually lived 40, 50 years this way. And my question that I would have to the ones who are listening this morning, would this be a way that God would be pleased and that we would live that way, looking successful in public, but in private we're failures? There is absolutely no words exchanged. Once they get home and close the door, they turn into completely different people. I want to put this out there this morning. Do we see that God would be pleased with us living a house separate, and we look like we are succeeding publicly, but when we're home and in private, we're completely separate, living separate and individual lives?
Dr. Jordan, you are absolutely right, and I do see that. I've known so many individuals who live in that lifetime. They're separated from their spouse. They're separated from their loved one. But most importantly, they're separated from an almighty God that truly loves them and concerned about them. That hurt that they feel, the devastation of their life is turned upside down because all the confidence, all the trust, all the caring, all the nurturing that they ever thought in their life, they put that confidence in that person, that man or that woman. They no longer want it, and it was built upon the wrong foundation. We want you here at the Stuart Guide not to make those type of choices, those type of mistakes that can be catastrophic to your life. And this is why the Stuart Guide is here to act as a vehicle for you and your family. But we want you to take a few moments of your valuable time. If you want to be a part and share your comment and thoughts with us in the first half of our broadcast, you can talk to us and speak to us through the chat line. Or if you would like, you can pick up that phone and you can call us here at the Stuart Guide. The phone number you can reach us today is 347-324-5263. Again, that number is 347-324-5263. We're here because we're concerned about you and your family making it through this time. So we thank you so much for tuning in to this part of the Stuart Guide broadcast, and ask that you continue to stay with us for the second part of the Stuart family. Tell a family member, tell a friend that the Stuart Guide, Dr. Burton and Sister Burton, is on the air. Please stay tuned with us. God bless and God speak to you. Thank you so much for continuing to tune in to the Stuart Guide broadcast for the second part of our discussion about separation of today's issues. As you can see from the first part of our discussion today, that there's a great devastation that's going on in the household of faith as well as in the world. We are not exempt as believers, but the outcome of our situation, the outcome of our circumstances are all based upon how we deal with the scenario and the information that we have. So we want you to know on today that our chat line is continuing to be open throughout the broadcast. We are live. However, we open the chat lines as you communicate throughout the whole broadcast, and you can call in with questions and comment after the broadcast has been up to talk to us live and off the air. We are concerned about you and the success in your life, so we ask that you tune in the more to the broadcast today as we have ourselves to pass.
Separate bedrooms and everything. They don't can family function together. You know, he go to one church, she go to another, and they have children and grandchildren. And when they come over to the house, they have functions. They interact like everything is okay until their guests go away, and then all of a sudden, with the immediate family who really know the real intricacy of that relationship, then they let their hair down. That's when you see when a real monster come out. They let their hairs back down. But as long as all their guests is there and everybody is there, then it's, oh, yes, dear. Yes, sweetheart. That's phony. You can't live in a life where it's phony. Marriage is life. It's your family. It's your children. So why would you even allow yourself to sit back in that type of scenario and not do something about it? So now, that's the one aspect that I want to deal with. But here's the second aspect. A lot of you that are out there, you either are working on a job and it takes two incomes to operate inside your household. And you feel that you're dealing and you're hearing what I'm saying and you're dealing with it right now, but the reality is you know that you want to get out and you've been contemplating within yourself a long time about trying to get out, but you really don't know how because financially you feel that you can't make it. Well, we have vehicles that can help you get out of that scenario. Not saying and advocating that the fact that you have to get a divorce, but you need time to get yourself together, to look at your options in that relationship. When your children is being emotionally distraught and psychologically affected with their life for all the days of their lives because they see the abuse of being done to the father or to the mother in that relationship. They see these things, and then now you want to sit back and say, well, I'm going to tough it out. But the reality is you toughing it out in that scenario is only making that child's life that much more miserable. So sometimes it's better for you for a while to separate from them and then evaluate your position after a period of time and then see if it can work. If that man or that woman truly changed, and I'm not talking about change today, but you watch and observe their life and how they interact with you from afar for a period of at least a year or two, and you choose to get back with them, then you will be able to see if they're changed or not. But if you see that the behavior is exactly the same when you are apart from them, then you need to reconsider your position. Would you agree with that, Dr.?
Dr. Burden, I want to just piggyback here and say this, that, you know, anytime that we are in a situation of defilement and we know that whatever we're in, any type of contaminated position, we will clean ourselves or separate ourselves from that environment, be it naturally, mentally, physical, or spiritually. We have to get out of the toxic or get out of the defilement and clean ourselves and make sure the area is clean before we enter back in. And that, I believe, would be a way of us looking. And finances should never be a reason for someone to remain in a relationship. And, Dr. Bird, we have the answer. I tell you, if the people who are listening today would take the time out to call, and if the listeners would call in and talk to us, I believe that there's counseling. I believe that there are resources that we have that are available to give them a way out, or at least give them the relief that they need until they can see their way out or pray their way out or talk to God and ask God which way he would have them to go.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that we're trying to say there. Also, let me just interject this moment as a time that we still have on air. Sometimes people stay in a relationship because that they one of the partners become chronically ill in some form of sickness, whereas the fact that they are immobile and they stay there in that relationship because that they feel obligated to stay with them because that they are sick or they've contacted some sort of disease based upon their indiscretion outside of the marriage. That right there is a very heavy, sensitive area, and I've seen that also. You need to really search inside yourself and see if you'd be willing to deal with a person where that when you married them, that person did not use any drugs. They did not. They were not alcoholic, not shooting up needles, like that. And then all of a sudden now, after 10 years of marriage, you find out that this person either have a very, very perverse mannerism of sexual indiscretions or the fact that they are addicted to drug abuse or whatever the case may be. So then what happens is you have to examine yourself. Are you willing to deal with that monkey, as they use that term, the monkey in your back, when a person is being abusing themselves with drugs and sharing needles, and then all of a sudden you find out, you go through a routine annual examination, then they find out that that your spouse has contracted HIV and AIDS or whatever the case may be in your relationship, and then they come back and now they want to whine to you and say, well, honey, the doctor told me I have this or that, and what do you do with that? What do you do with that? You can remain in love with them. You are sympathetic for them. But here, the person on the other side is devastated because their covenant has been broken. And they are finding out things that they never knew about that person. And that person have allowed themselves to get wrapped up in things that are so totally out of order. What do you do with that? How can I deal with that? Or that they found out. I even know a family member who had her husband, and they were dating, and he never told her that he had HIV. He never told her. He put on the facade, I love you, I love you, I love you, I want to be with you forever, whatever the case may be, and not until he infected her with the virus that she didn't know. Then all of a sudden, now he wants to say to her, well, honey, now that you got it, will you marry me?
Dr. Burton, I tell you, you are definitely hitting on a hot and a heavy subject here this morning on separation and the reasons for separation. And I tell you, we cannot dismiss from the other end of the scale. As your wife has indicated earlier, there are some reasons also why people should not separate. And just because your mate getting a little weight, you should not consider separation. Maybe they get a little ball on the top. You shouldn't consider separation. And there's just little things that people separate from. And I think God is not pleased when we just use any reason for separation. But to the other end of the scale, as you have indicated, there are some things that God is not pleased with and man just not going to live with. And if you're out there this morning, you're hearing this subject, the separation, the topic is separation, and you're out there, we need to hear from you this morning. You need to call that number, Dr. Burton, again is?
Dilemmas. Absolutely.
Dr. Burton, ask you this. If I have someone that's facing a repossession or foreclosure someone who has utility bills, you have, and based on what you're saying, you have a means of getting them either employed or getting them to the proper resource necessary that they could stop that foreclosure, they could stop that repo.
Absolutely. The thing is that there's so many people that are out there that don't really know, and they've gotten unwise counsel concerning so many things that are out there. And I just want you to clearly understand that God himself says that he wishes above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. But many times in looking at the financial prosperity of God for your life that he ordained for us to have, if you are not connected with the right resources, then you cannot truly get the blessings. And a lot of times we don't have, and we're not connected to the right things to allow those blessings to flow into our life. And this morning we are blessed to have with us Dr. Jay Jordan and myself. And here at the Steward Guide, we have several vehicles that you can utilize. And number one, get other income. A lot of times we become so codependent on our 9-to-5 job or 8-to-4, 11-to-7 job, and that we feel that if that's making the mark, then that's enough. No, that's not abundant life. Abundant life is having more than enough, that you have so much that you can share and be a blessing to someone else. That is true abundant life, not only in your spiritual walk with Christ, but also in your financial walk. There's nothing wrong for you to be able to eat of the finest restaurants in life, to see the world that God has created and has created his man to enjoy in his image and his likeness, and to walk in true victory. There's a lot of people who only live in one part of the country, and they've never seen even the next state from which they live. They spend their entire life in the same circumference because the income and the job and vocation that they had is never enough to take them to the next level. And we have the facilities and we have the benefits to allow you to do it and help yourself and get out of those financial woes. And the wonderful thing about it is owning your own business, here it is that you will have the vehicle to be able to generate enough income that you will avoid the repo, the bankruptcy, the foreclosure, the derogatory credit, and it will happen in a matter of days if you apply our principles. So we want you this morning to give us a call here at the Steward Guide. On our, the number that you can reach us while we're still on air is 347-324-5263. Again, that number is 347-324-5263. We must have three basic things. We must have breath, we must have shelter, and we must have food. So now, if you don't have any shelter, you don't have any breath, and you don't have no food, you are non-existent. The same thing is true in regards of your life. If you don't have a place that you can truly call home, then you don't have a home. Jesus said, foxes have holes, but the Son of Man don't have no home to live in. So if Jesus himself did not have a place to lay his head, what about you and I? So God himself, Jesus himself knew that a home is a very important place for you and your family on this side of glory.
And God wants you to have rest and peace and relaxation in this side of glory. Yes, in this side of glory, there's going to be challenges. There's going to be adversity. There's going to be things that keep you perplexed. There's things that's going to challenge you on every side, especially when you are in a union with a person, the one that you say that they love you, the ones that you're in covenant with, the ones that you spend your days, your night, good days and bad times with. When you're in a covenant with someone that really loves you and someone that trusts you and someone that has confidence in you, you don't desire in your heart to be separated from them. But there are so many individuals who are dealing with individuals who are in situations where there is not harmony in. And you can't live the rest of your life in a dysfunctioning home, dysfunctioning family, dysfunctioning relationship with someone like that. And especially it comes to a point in your life that you have to preserve yourself. God said he would not have you to be ignorant concerning anything. So therefore, we need to understand and truly operate in the full totality and the soundness of the Word of God. But I just want to read and share some more with you concerning the scripture from the Amplified Bible in the book of Psalms 3. It says, Lord, how are they that increase from who trouble me? Many are those who rise up against me. And that's exactly it. There's a person that you thought that you loved, the one that you concerned, the one that told you I love you, come better or worse. This is now the person that's abusing you, treating you unkind, treating you unfair, don't have any regards to you as a person. They would regard an animal greater than they would regard you. But God says, many are saying of me, there is no help from him in God, Selah. And a lot of people have conjoined themselves and they are unequally yoked with a person who really does not have a fear and a reverence from God. And a person like that, whole objective is to get you in a place that they don't, that you will turn your back on God or question what is God doing in your life and how God is going to make a way out of your situation and how he's going to open up channels and doors and opportunities for you. But God says that charity began at where? Home, the Bible said, and spread abroad. So if there is no love in your home and there's no love in your relationship, there's no peace and no joy and no soundness and no truthfulness in your relationship, you need to question the union that you are. Let me just go further on in verse 3. It says, but you, O Lord, are the shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. But now that's the point. You need to understand that it's God that will lift your head up when it's down. It's God that will teach you. And the Bible says he will lead you and guide you into all truth. He is the lifter up of your head. He's the one that encourages your heart when you can't see no way. He's the one that girds you up with his power and is anointed through the word of God and lifts up your spirit. But you that are bound, that you're in an abusive relationship, and you that are a box in all four corners where your resources are limited and they don't seem to have no way out, it is God that makes the way in your life. He says, now unto him that keeps you from falling and to present you faultless before his throne of glory with exceeding joy, the only wise God. It is God that's doing these things in your life to help you through these storms. You don't need to allow someone to treat you like a doormat for them to walk all over you. You need to consider that you are more important to God than to let that man or that woman treat you like that and regard you that. You're God's child. And God says that he is not willing that no man should perish, but all men shall come unto repentance. This is why the scripture said that God so loved the world. God so loved you. You don't put the world. God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son for you, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish or have, but have everlasting life. So you need to know that the life that you now living in the flesh is lived by the faith of God who loved you. And it's God that really works it out for you. The scripture further goes on and say, I lay down and slept, and I wakened again, and the Lord sustained me. There's people who are out there when you're in a union with a person, and they all they're trying to do is control you and dictate everything in your life. You can't go and do anything without their permission. They don't regard you as an individual being a free moral agent to make decisions in your life. The person wants to manipulate you and cause you to do things that you know that it feels wrong in your heart, and you're not comfortable doing those things, to manipulate you and say and threaten you that if you don't do this, this is going to happen to you. If you don't act this way, this is going to be the result of that. That is not freedom. God said in Galatians that whom the Son of Man set free is free indeed. the scripture says further on, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So that means you have to seek the wisdom of God of your choice if you're going to decide to separate and find out what the perfect will of God is for your life. You cannot go on your flesh and your emotions to connect yourself with anybody or anything that does not glorify God. I repeat, it is not wise for you to connect yourself with anything or anybody that does not glorify God. Because God said, I am the beginning, I am the ending. I'm from everlasting to everlasting. The scripture further go on says that I lay down and slept and I wake again and the Lord sustained me. So God is not going to allow you to run out of money. You don't have to operate in fear if you're dealing with this type of scenario that God is not going to make a provision for you. The word of God clearly says for never, the word he says never has the righteous been forsaken, nor his seed. We are of the seed of God, of the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are of the lineage. We are the Gentile nation. And we have a covenant, an eternal covenant forever, that God is going to always sustain us because we are his children. The scripture clearly goes on to further say, never have you seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed to beg bread. So God don't want you to be begging and living from pot to pot and going from post to post. He said, for I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospereth. But the end of the scripture says that I will not be afraid. For that's why a lot of people stay in abusive situations and stay in things where it's not healthy for them to stay in, and a lot of children to be subjected to them because they're afraid of getting out of that comfort zone, like the whole world is going to stop living or the world's going to come to an end because that this person is threatening to leave you or they walked away from you and they left you abandoned. The world is not going to end. God is in control of the world. Whether it's going to continue or it's going to be come to an end, it is still God's will to bring that to pass. It says, I will not be afraid of 10,000 people who have set themselves against me round about. Because there are a lot of people who feel that that support mechanism, they're not being supported or they're not being surrounded by people who's patting them on the back and giving them great words of comfort and exhortation and trying to boost them up and comfort them when they go into the storm. Well, the greatest comfort comes from the comforter. And the Bible said that he shall send you a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. So you need to have your confidence in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, through the Word of God. That's where your true comfort comes from. And we need to keep that always in mind. It is God to will that we live, and it's God that we have our being. So we cannot turn back unto the old way of doing and allow ourselves to become complacent to the perfect will of God. I'm so grateful to God to continue to allow and have these great men of God, Dr. Jay Jordan from Fayetteville, North Carolina, but most importantly, my First Lady of my life and Sister Carol Burton, First Lady of the Empowering Faith International Ministries. But we want you to know, people of God, women of God, and men of God, God said that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but it can be the way of death. So you don't want your life to be death to you, but God wants you to have life. Here at the Steward Guide, we will help you. We will pray with you and pray for you. We will give you, thus said God's word, that will help you to be equipped with the tools necessary to strengthen you both in spirit, soul, and body. So today, if you're in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, Apex area. Why not consider being a part and visit us here at the Stuart Guide in our local ministry? The local ministry is the Empowering Faith International Ministry, 2317 Chapel Hill Road in Durham, North Carolina, 27707. Again, this is the Empowering Faith International Ministry, 2317 Chapel Hill Road in Durham, North Carolina. But we just want you to also, if you desire to, you can also reach us by telephone. The phone number to reach us is area code 919-797-5347. Again, that number is 919-797-5347. Or maybe you desire to reach us by via email, which you definitely can. You can reach us by via email. It's N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, 1403@gmail.com. Again, that email address again is N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, 1403@gmail.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, which is the Empowering Faith International Ministry, and you'll be able to reach us there also. But we want to speak to you today. If you have a comment or you can have a concern that you would like to share with the Stuart Guide while we're still on the air, you can definitely do that right now. We will still be on the air for a little while. The phone number that you can reach us right now is area code 347-324-5263. Again, that number is 347-324-5263. We thank you so very much for taking a few moments of your valuable time to come and share and be a part of the Stuart Guide family on this day. And if we can be a blessing to you via seminar, workshop, in your area, no matter where you are, we would love to be able to do that. Just give us a call at 919-797-5347. Again, the number is 919-797-5347. Or you can send us a call, write us a letter at our mailing address. It's the Empowering Faith International Ministry, 2317 Chapel Hill Road in Durham, North Carolina, 27707. Again, it's the Empowering Faith International Ministry, 2317 Chapel Hill Road in Durham, North Carolina, 27707. We'd like to thank you so much for continuing to be a part of us. We'd ask that you would always tell a family member, tell a friend. Dr. Charles Burton and First Lady Burton is on the air. Always be a blessing to yourself and your family. And continue to share our broadcast with your loved ones. Thank you so very much. God bless you and Godspeed.